Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will be meeting for the first time without Britain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
The most important thing is that all of us as leaders work together to provide as much continuity, as much stability, as much certainty as possible.
Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Britain when it is less engaged with Europe. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area in the city still held by IS. Destruction in the city is said to be extensive. Tens of thousands of people need aid. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Friday said he had already declared victory. His forces are now expected to focus on Mosul. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded in the days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. This is VOA News. Two new U.S. political surveys on Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a growing lead in the U.S. presidential race. A Washington Post ABC News poll said support for Republican challenger Donald Trump has plunged in recent weeks, giving Clinton a 51-39% edge nationwide among registered voters. Just a month ago, a poll by the same news organization had Trump ahead of the former U.S. Secretary of State, 46-44. An opinion poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News shows Clinton with a 46-41 edge, a 2-point gain over the last month. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue an important decision Monday on abortion. At issue is whether state laws designed to protect the health of women getting abortions actually pose an unconstitutional burden on abortion providers. The court will rule on a Texas law requiring abortion providers to have patient-admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and the facilities to be equipped with costly hospital-grade health care equipment. Panama officially opened an addition to its canal Sunday for a new generation of super cargo ships. The opening caps a 9-year, $5.4 billion expansion project that will double shipping capacity. Syria's main opposition alliance is expressing concern over Iran's campaign of recruiting and training thousands of Afghans to fight in Syria. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday that they have received a letter expressing the concern. A government official says the letter urges President Ashraf Ghani to take urgent steps to stop religiously motivated exploitation of Afghans and to discourage them from becoming a part of the Syrian conflict. Authorities in Somalia say a siege at Mogadishu Airport has ended, at a Mogadishu hotel has ended. A government minister says at least 20 people were killed in the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility. Spaniards are voting in a repeat election Sunday, attempting to break a political deadlock that has left the country without a government since December. Parliamentary elections at that time gave no party enough support to form a government on its own. Political leaders have tried unsuccessfully since then to form a ruling coalition. Recent opinion polls indicate Sunday's election may have a similar outcome to the last one, but some observers say lawmakers may now be more willing to compromise with one another. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.